In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of us can say honestly that we fast twice a week? How many of us can honestly say that we tithe? That is to say that we give 10% of all that we get unto God. In other words, if I was to have a salary of 60,000, I would be giving 6,000 of it to the church. The Pharisee in today's gospel passage did both of these things. For it is not just the people of Holy Trinity that have problems tithing, or indeed throughout the archdiocese. It was a problem even during the time of Jesus. And many people do not understand when and how to fast. But even in the time of Christ, the Jews would fast once a week perhaps. But this Pharisee fasted twice a week. This Pharisee was living his life, for all outward appearances, the correct way. Perhaps we have all seen people that are like this Pharisee. For all intents and purposes, pious, holy, keeping the fast, going to church, giving when is necessary. But unfortunately, the Pharisee in today's gospel passage rendered all of these good works useless. For my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, all of the good works in this world are useless to us if our soul is empty of the Holy Spirit. And the reason that it is empty of the Holy Spirit is because it is full of something else, ourselves. For the Pharisee prayed in this manner to himself, the gospel passage says, does not even say unto God. He prayed, saying, I'm glad I am not like other men, adulterers, unjust, and worst of all, he singled out another human being and said, I'm glad I'm not like him. And to be fair, the tax collector is a horrible, horrible man. As we have discussed previously in other sermons, tax collectors were literally robbing their own people. They would receive orders from Rome on how much to tax, and then they would tax far and above that, keeping what remained for themselves. Indeed, the tax collectors were the most despicable of the Jews during this time. But the tax collector, who would not even enter the church, would stand out in the narthex, beat his breast, and would not look up to God in heaven, and said, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oftentimes in a story, there's a good person and a bad person. And in this story, there is neither. For neither man is all that good. But Jesus Christ is not concerned about trying to tell us what man is good and what man is not good in his behavior, only in what prayer is holy and good. For he says that the tax collector went to his house justified. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, that needs to be the ethos of our prayer life. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. We must empty ourselves so that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if we fast, if we pray, if we tithe, if we do all manner of good things, but have not agape, as it says in St. Paul's letter, is worthless. It means nothing. And what is agape? It does not mean love in the way that the romantics would have us hear. It means selflessness. For why was the Pharisee doing these things, if not to be glorified by his brother human beings? To speak loudly in the middle of the temple so that everyone could hear him about how wonderful he was, about the wonderful things that he did, and how he is better than you, or you, or you, or you. This is not holy prayer. It renders all of those good deeds obsolete. I know that I am repeating myself, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, but there is a reason for this. For today's gospel passage is the beginning of the Triodion period. Yes, we are already getting ready for great and holy Lent. Jesus Christ, in today's gospel passage, is trying to teach us how we ought to pray. For we are going to pray harder and longer and more ardently in the coming weeks to come. And it is important that we understand what is considered appropriate prayer. For our prayer needs to be a dialogue with God. The Pharisee was not in a dialogue. He was speaking at God, not with God. Where was his prayer? Where was his askance? Where was he seeking anything? He was seeking nothing. He was bragging to God. God, look at me. Look how wonderful I am. And I'm sure in our heart of hearts, all of us are guilty of this as well. I'm a good person. I'm not like those ISIS people. I'm not like those Boko Haram people. I'm not like thieves. I'm not like even some people in this church who are judgy or do not do things the way I would like them to do. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not fall for this trap of the devil. Let us raise our prayers like the publican, the tax collector. Let us empty ourselves. Let us look down in humility. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is the prayer that we ought to have. It is the prayer that we echo most often in the divine liturgy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And if we ask it, he will grant it. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us reflect on the way that we pray as we enter the Triodion period, as we prepare for Great Lent, which in its own way prepares us for the greatest of all feasts, Pascha. Let us pray in a holy manner. Let us empty ourselves. Let us pray with God and not at God as we participate in the holy fast to come.